Nicaragua is having an election Sunday. The current president is widely predicted to win. If that happens, it would mean an unprecedented third term for Daniel Ortega, a former Marxist rebel. Opponents say the election is fixed. Ortega has banned all national and international observers. NPR's Carrie Kahn reports.
Thousands of protesters are packed into cars, pickup trucks, and buses, filling this mile-long rolling demonstration high in the mountains of northern Nicaragua. The electoral farce has begun, screams a woman over a loudspeaker. Ortega's Sandinista rebels overthrew dictator Anastasio Somoza in 1979. He led the country until losing elections in 1990. He returned to power 16 years later and has ruled since, with each subsequent election drawing more international scrutiny and condemnation. Over the past decade, Ortega, now 70, has managed to change the constitution to allow for unlimited re-election. This summer, he appointed his wife to be his vice presidential candidate and managed to remove the leadership of the country's main opposition group, leaving just five minor parties on the ballot. Violeta Granada, a VP candidate before her party was dismantled, says this time Ortega has gone too far.
La puerta se cerró. Estamos queriéndola abrir porque no queremos la violencia.
He has closed the door on the democratic process, says Granada, surrounded by signs reading democracy yes, dictatorship no. While Ortega has spent the past decade consolidating his power, he's also mended fences with past enemies, like the Catholic Church and the powerful business community. Annual growth has topped 5% for the past 5 years, and foreign investment has followed too, says Roberto Sansón, the head of the American Chamber of Commerce here. He just opened Nicaragua's latest two-story glass-encased Nissan dealership.
Daniel Ortega has done everything that he has been able to do, because the opposition has allowed them to do, and the country has allowed him to do it, not by force, because he has been smarter than everybody else. That's the truth, even though we don't like it.
And smart enough to take care of the country's poorest too, says Sansón, mostly with massive handouts funded by oil-rich leftist ally Venezuela. Just check out Berta Aguilar's modest three-bedroom cinder block house in Barrio Hugo Chavez near Managua's airport. Aguilar shows off her new bathroom out back with a shower and a flushing toilet, all thanks to Ortega Sandinistas. Many credit Ortega's wife, Rosario Murillo, for his popularity among the poor. She's been the face of the public regime for years. Aguilar turns up her television in time to catch Murillo's daily lunchtime message to the nation.
Aquí estamos. Gracias a Dios.
Mixing her trademark New Age ideas and unique blend of Christianity, Murillo begins by thanking God, who she says gives us strength and good health. Her eccentricities, including decorating the Capitol with 140 towering metallic trees, has earned her praise and harsh critics. She declined NPR's interview request. Poet and writer Gioconda Belli was a spokeswoman for the Sandinistas back in the 1980s. She's long split with the couple, who she says have become very messianic.
He has in Rosario the most efficient assistant that anybody can dream of, like the assistant to a CEO of a huge company. That's her expertise.
But Belli says Murillo was always the extremely disciplined and efficient one. The perfect queen to his king, she adds. With Venezuelan money drying up, the monarchy may be in trouble. And international pressure is mounting for the couple to restore democratic institutions. The U.S. House of Representatives voted unanimously to block some international loans to the country, and the Organization of American States says it will send a delegation to Nicaragua. However, the officials won't arrive until after this Sunday's election. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Managua, Nicaragua.